I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Afghanistan is one of the Obama administration's top foreign policy priorities. The Pentagon concurs. Today, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, said preventing Afghanistan from falling back into Taliban hands is essential. But Mullen acknowledged that the U.S. military buildup in Afghanistan could push Taliban fighters across the border into Pakistan, further destabilizing that country.
Pakistan faces many complex challenges. Perceived threats from the north and east, the very real threat of insurgency from within, and the growing risks of poverty and illiteracy unchecked.
And it's Pakistan that leads our broadcast today. Fighting between Pakistan's army and Taliban militants has driven nearly 2 million people from their homes in the northwest of the country. Makeshift camps have sprung up to house those internally displaced Pakistanis. Here's how Junaid Jilani, an aid worker with the international group Oxfam, described conditions in one of the camps today.
People are getting very dirty. There's diseases such as malaria. There's diseases such as diarrhea, skin allergies, all sorts of things happening because of the lack of hygiene. And the people are the heat is making people very frustrated. It's making them feel more ill. Children are very vulnerable, as well as the women. So it's a really bad situation here.
While some of the displaced are taking refuge in makeshift camps, others are staying with relatives and getting help from informal networks of friends and family. Hisham Hafar Khan Mohmand belongs to a family of Khans, local elders or leaders in Pakistan's Takht Bhai region. That's about an hour from the Swat Valley, where much of the fighting has taken place. He's involved in an informal effort to help displaced people.
What we're doing is we're catering to the government schools in which many of the internally displaced persons are taking refuge. And at the same time, we're also catering to the needs of the refugees in taking refuge in villagers' houses, like local hosts. Either they know them through some connection or through family ties. Generally, the locals over here, they're being very generous. They're helping a lot. But the question is, how long can that help last?
Well, Hisham, I mean, you yourself are trying to fill the void by distributing coupons that will allow these refugees to obtain, items that they need to live on a daily basis. Explain how that's working, what you actually are giving them.
What we do is we carry out a survey in the target areas. For example, Sarosha is one union council of Takht Bhai. We go to Sarosha, we visit all the schools, and we actually, meet the people and say, okay, how many families are you in this school? 5 families. How many families are you guys? 9 families. Then what we do is we give them the coupons and we tell them to come at a certain date.
And the things that the people can obtain with those coupons, I mean, it ranges from frying pans to bed sheets to cooking oil, correct?
Exactly.
I saw on the webpage of the Facebook group that you set up, which is called IDPs in Mardan Region, that you recently wrote the following: whatever our views are, the most important thing first is to help out. Forget the ethnic, political, and nationalist dimensions of this issue. How are those political and ethnic dimensions getting in the way of what you're doing?
They do get in the way in the sense that what happens is that a lot of the aid coming in gets channeled to, for example, let's say I'm good friends with Marco, and I know Marco has 20 families living with him. I get a lot of aid, and I decide, let's just give it all to Marco because Marco's my pal, and, there are a lot of these kind of things going on, also a lot of favoritism, and favoritism is carried out by, all people. It's also carried out by the public, it's carried out by the government, it's also carried out by NGOs. I mean, that's a very long discussion, I'm sure you know.
We found you, Hisham, through a Canadian journalist who knows your aunt, and I'd like to know how much are these informal connections benefiting your cause? I mean, does this account for most of the 550-some-odd people on your Facebook group? How are you spreading the word?
Well, basically, it all started with one email. Like, I sent one email to my aunt, the aunt you're talking about. I just sent her a personal email. I was just very frustrated and I was just like basically pissed off. And what happened was that she took the initiative to forward it to all her contacts. That she was just like, check this message out. This is what my nephew just sent me. So I guess when people read that email, they could see it was a personal message. It wasn't meant for anybody else. It was just meant for my aunt. And, that resulted in the first kind of a explosion of people, pledging and donating. So right after that, I realized, my family realized, that we can do something. Before, we felt pretty helpless. But suddenly, people, just started showing interest. So it just started from that, basically. And after that, yes, the informal connections, that's what's keeping it afloat.
Hisham, how old are you, if I may ask?
I'm 24.
Aside from this important informal humanitarian work that you're doing, what do you do for a living, and is that work being interrupted at the moment?
Well, it's being semi-interrupted, yes, but I'm interning at the National Rural Support Program.
National Rural Support, right.
So I'm working for them. I'm an intern, and my boss, he's being understanding. He knows we're working hard, so he's being understanding.
I was going to say, it sounds like, this is real-time rural support that you're undertaking here.
Yes, we're trying.
Hisham Ghaffarkhan Momand has been helping internally displaced persons in his home region of Takht Bhai in Pakistan. Hisham, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for taking interest in, and I'm amazed and I'm very happy that you guys have taken interest in, what our people are going through. I'm very, very happy about it.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You can find a link to the Facebook page that Hisham has set up to help publicize his efforts at our website, theworld.org.